Getting Healthy with Dr. Jimis.
Brought to you by MVP IV.
So today, we're going to talk about
arthritis.
Arthritis, the dreaded word, right?
And as we get older, look, Camille, I have some arthritis in my fingers.
Too. It's terrible.
And it's horrible.
Terrible.
But what's crazy is it doesn't hurt all the time.
No.
Right? Yeah. My thumb has been hurting here lately, by the way.
My thumb, too. That's my thumb.
Yeah, this one.
Wonder if it's something with playing the phones. I always worry about that, too.
Really?
Yes.
Put down your phone, people.
Okay.
All right. Terry, okay. Arthritis affects, you know, so many, millions of people every single day, right? Yep. It can hamper you from doing a lot of things, and it's not talked about enough, I don't think. Can we prevent it? How do we get it? All of that. Can you give us a scoop?
Sure. So first of all, just to start off, there's so many people out there that when you tell them they have arthritis, they look at me in the office and you swear I told them that they have cancer.
Yeah.
And it's not cancer. It's arthritis. If you break down the word, arthro means joint. Itis means inflammation. It's just an inflamed or irritated joint. Okay.
Oh. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
I think mentally people attribute it to getting older.
Well, and let me break that down for you. So arthritis, our joints have a protective cartilage covering on the ends of our bones. Okay. And what arthritis basically is over time it breaks down and that covering thins out. And then you hear a common term is, oh, now I have bone on bone on my knee joint or wherever, meaning it's the, instead of the cartilage covering protecting, it's the bone on bone. And that's what starts causing pain. The perfect analogy that I think the listeners will get is you get a brand new set of tires on your car.
Okay.
And you got nice thick treads on the car.
Yeah.
Well, those thick treads, after 40,000 miles, they become bald. Well, think of yourself as your knees. Let's just use knees as an example, as the treads worn out, and now it's 40,000 miles or 35,000 or wherever. It's getting close to the end of the protection of the coverings on your knee joints. So that's a pretty basic, but really, I think, qualified analogy of what arthritis is. Now, as that occurs, what happens is, of course, there's pain that's involved. There's swelling. There is lack. There's stiffness, lack of motion.
Inflammation.
Inflammation, of course, is basically what I'm describing. It's obviously that will lead to not being able to perform as well, whether it's athletically or with just everyday activities, just walking sometimes, you know, bothers people when it gets really bad.
Right.
So the key is obviously prevention. And sometimes you can prevent these things, but sometimes you can't. Some people are just genetically set up to
for arthritis.
Okay. You know, they have lived a good life. They haven't abused their bodies and they get arthritis. Now, but I think for this segment, taking that away and just saying, okay, well, what's the typical person who gets it? Well, the typical person who gets it is you're going to find, for example, a person who played in the NFL for 15 years is going to be more prone to getting arthritis quicker than somebody who sat at a desk their whole life. And the main reason is because the pounding and the aggressiveness of that person is going to lead to wearing their knees out, in this case, much quicker. Or a baseball pitcher or somebody who uses their arms is going to probably wear out their shoulders a little quicker than somebody who doesn't do that kind of thing. So prevention you can look at prevention as the type of activities you've done over your life. It's not just, oh, I played football for 1 month. No, it's like, what type of activities did you do? Did you do a lot of high impact activities throughout your whole life? Well, you're probably going to be a little bit more prone to that. Body weight has a big to do with it. Nutrition has a lot to do with it. If you're a well-balanced, you know, nutrition, drink a lot of water, hydrate a lot, your joints are going to be better preserved than somebody who doesn't do that and eat a good, well-balanced diet.
Don't smoke.
Don't smoke. Alcohol probably plays a little bit with this also, but smoking is probably a much worse thing than alcohol.
Does fish oil help with joints?
Yeah, fish oil is the omega-3. Fish oils is good. If you don't like just taking pills, we always recommend one or two servings of salmon a week. Okay, salmon is a big, big one. So if you like salmon, I'm not a big fish eater, so I take the omegas.
I take them.
I do the omegas. So that's you know, a couple of comments on prevention there.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I have it in my thumb, and it's
right.
Like, sometimes it'll hurt so bad. Yeah. I thought I like pulled my thumb.
The
right?
funny thing is, the thumb, the uh-huh. base of the thumb, is one of the most common places of arthritis.
Really?
Because relatively speaking, even though it's not a weight bearing, not like our knees or our ankles or yeah. hips, but it's not weight bearing, but the tension that goes on the base of the thumb with just everyday stuff, typing or phones or whatever, or gripping or grabbing things, that joint, the tension and the pressures and the joint pressures that go across the joint are significantly high relative to the rest of the body.
Wow. And I have a little brace I can wear when it gets bad.
Real bad?
Yeah.
You should go see a doctor.
I did. That's where I got the brace.
Oh.
Well, good. A long time
well,
ago.
Well, good. The, okay, so if I, just like both of us here, we have this issue, okay, with our thumbs. What do we do about, you know, the pain? Like, is there anything that we could do?
Yeah. So, there's kind of a, there's an algorithm you kind of follow, but okay. I mean, it's an algorithm that's kind of in my head, but I'm always, you know, you go from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. One end is do nothing, obviously. The other end is surgical.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a surgeon, probably 80%+ of the patients that walk through my door don't get surgery, because a lot of times we can figure out things that are non-surgical.
Whoa.
So everything from, you know, if you're coming to my office for the first time, you haven't had any treatment, but it's just something that's really bugging you, well, we try basic stuff. Like we may try, there might be some medicines that we say, you know, you haven't been taking anything. Well, why don't you just take the occasional Advil or Aleve or something like that, Tylenol, arthritis. Let's see how that goes. Let's do some basic stuff like maybe ice the joint. If you know, hey, I do pretty good, but after a long day of, you know, maybe you're a fisherman or something, it's that casting the rod that just wears on the thumb. So at the end of the day, if you're not opposed to it, just ice it for 20 minutes, take some Advil. I mean, these are basic stuff.
Sure.
But sometimes we try to get too technical and too involved, and it's like, oh, is that all I have to do is pop a couple Advil? Okay, big deal. I'll do that. Okay. You might want to wear supportive wraps, so like a brace or something
as
long as the brace doesn't like hinder what you're doing.
Sure.
You know, as long as it's not too cumbersome or too rigid. You know, sometimes just a wrap, like a elastic wrap that gives you a little support might work. And you might say, you know what, if that's all I have to do and keep playing the sport I want to or doing the activity I want to, that's not a lot to ask for.
Right.
Now, some people, it goes higher than that. So sometimes we get into the area of, sometimes we do little injections, some cortisone injections. Cortisone's a steroid.
Yeah.
And just to kind of clarify that, there are anabolic and catabolic steroids. Anabolic means build up. So that's the ones you hear about power lifters, muscle builders taking to get big muscles. There's catabolic steroids, which is what cortisone is. That's a breakdown. It breaks things down. What are we talking about breaking down? Breaking down inflammation. So you get a cortisone injection. I give those to a lot of people for these thumb arthritis issues or knee arthritis or shoulder arthritis, and they get several months of relief out of it. If that's the case, it's very safe to come in every few months and get another injection. If that's what keeps you going,
boom,
that's easy.
Wow.
Why not do that? Okay. And of course, you can just go down the line, and it just keeps building, like, you know, to ultimately, sometimes we try all this stuff
and nothing works,
and now it's surgery.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's surgical procedures to fix a lot of this stuff. So, but we always try these other things first, because that's obviously our goal, is to keep people out of the operating room if we can, if there's logical, proven things that can keep you out of the operating room.
I love the conservative approach he has, Camille.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's so, so, so important.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you heard it here first. So, hey, if you're having arthritic issues, look, listen to the podcast here. Listen to it again. Go through some of the steps to sort of alleviate that pain. And then come see Dr. Gemmis if you're still having issues.
That's right. All right. See you next week. Getting Healthy with Dr. Gemmis.
Brought to you by MVP IV.